Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 110 of the JB Sism Show. My friends, today I'm talking about why you should educate yourself on the craft of writing. We're going to be walking through some of my story, how I get started, and what you can do to take your writing to the next level. Okay, Dave, kick the show off for me.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the land of 10,000 lakes, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
And taking everything to the next level is what I love to do each and every week here at jbsism.com. Well, my friends, welcome to today's show. If you have never listened to this show is designed to helping you get the tools that you need so you can find your voice and succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. That's right, my friends, I want you to be equipped so you can transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has put on your heart. Well, if you have ever attempted to write your book, you know that it's daunting, it's terrifying, and the prospect of finishing looms in the distance. Well, if you have ever finished your book, you know that deep inside of yourself, you can do it and you can get to the next book and you can write it much, much easier. Well, in today's episode, I'm talking about educating yourself on the craft of writing, and I'm going to be sharing my secrets with you on what I do to educate myself and how you can use the same methods to take your craft to the next level. Well, my friends, I'm excited about today's show. This is the JB Sism Show. We're gonna get going right now. Well, it is good to be back behind the microphone. It is Wednesday the 16th, so you're getting this today. Last night my wife and I were out and about. We were trying to find some new organizing items for our house and kind of take our organizing to the next level. Well, it all of a sudden dawned on me at about 10 o'clock last night as I'm crawling into bed that I never recorded the podcast episode for Wednesday the 16th. So I decided, you know what, I am just going to go to bed, I'm going to get a good night's sleep, and then I am going to wake up with a fresh vigor, and I'm going to attack this next podcast episode. So I woke up this morning and I had a much clearer and better understanding of what I'm going to be recording, and this is why I'm now sitting behind the microphone recording episode 110. I can't believe 110 episodes. If you have listened to all 110, I apologize for the first 100. Well, I'm just kidding. I apologize for the first few episodes because they were rough to listen to. I decided I'm just going to sit down and do it. And that is one of the things that when it comes to writing that you have to do. You just have to sit down and you have to tell yourself, I'm just going to write. I'm going to take my pen to a journal. I'm going to take my fingers to a keyboard and I'm going to click away. I'm going to scribble away and I'm going to start writing my words down. And that is one of the things that we as writers need to do. And if you have not pulled the trigger on writing your own book, that's what you've got to do. You just got to sit down and just do it. Kind of like I started this podcast episode. I didn't have all the equipment I have now. I mean, I have compressors, I have power converters, I have mixers, and I have audio recorders, I have tablets. So I have, you know, a truckload of stuff. I have one of the best microphones on the planet, the Heil PR40. Makes my voice sound great and professional, so I love that. But one of the things that I did is I just sat down at my computer, I plugged in a pair of headphones, and I just went to town. I just did it. So take the Nike approach. When you are wanting to do something you've never done before, just take the Nike approach. Get it out there, get it done, and you can perfect things later. And that's exactly what I've done. Well, today I want to talk a little bit about my journey and how I started writing. I want to talk about, kind of some of the things that I have done to take my education of writing to the next level, and something that I just started earlier this week that I am particularly excited about, and I can't wait to share that with you. It's a new product that I just purchased, and I'm hoping that I should be able to give it to you as an affiliate. So we'll see. I've not filled out the paperwork yet, so I'm still going to tell you about the product. You can still buy the product, but my goal is hopefully to turn it into an affiliate link. That way I can get a little bit of a commission for promoting it. So anyway, so how did I get started writing? I just want to jump in here, and I wrote a few of my thoughts down. I don't have a full-on script today. I just wanted to speak from my heart and talk to you as a friend, talk to you as somebody who is on this journey of being a professional author as you are. So, and I'm by no means a professional author. I just want to make that very clear. I have two books published, two books out on the Amazon Marketplace. They've done okay. I'm not making a killing on them, and I definitely can't quit my day job because of these books. Actually, I couldn't even quit 1 hour of my day job because of these books. So, I'm not making a lot of money off of these things. But the thing is, I do it because I have a passion for it, and I write because I want to see good quality entertainment, good quality words on a page for people to enjoy, people to be educated and entertained with. So I've written one novel, I've written one devotional book, two very completely different genres, but I wrote them in that particular fashion because, one, I was passionate about them. And that's the beauty of being an indie author. You're not stuck in any one genre. You can play around. You can fiddle with different ideas. And so I just wanted to sit down and write something that I was passionate about. And that's what writing is all about. Well, when I was in college, I had this grand idea for a series of novels. It's about three novels. The idea is still kind of stuck in the back of my mind. And they're probably going to become something that I never, originally had intended. But I started writing this novel back in college. It was called Spy Game. And it was about a CIA operative who was dealing with a drug cartel, local drug cartel. Well, the CIA doesn't operate in the United States. I know that now, but, you know, whatever. But, because I was a big fan of Tom Clancy, I wanted to write a novel that was reminiscent of the Tom Clancy Jack Ryan novels. And if you've ever read any of the Jack Ryan novels, you know what I'm talking about. They're fast-paced, they're awesome, high-octane, and they are huge. I mean, we're talking, Tom Clancy could easily write a 150,000-word novel. Some of his books were even longer. Some of his books were 200,000 words. I think Dead of Honor was about 200,000 words. Executive Orders was about as long. I mean, they're huge novels. And it's like, holy cow, dude. Well, so I set out to write this book. And I let my composition teacher, I loved my composition teacher. He was great. And he really encouraged me to get on the bandwagon to start writing. And so I called him up and I said, hey, I'm starting to write this novel. Would you be willing to take a look at it for me? He said, sure, bring it on down to my office and I'll be more than happy to take a look at it for you. So I printed it off on my little tiny inkjet printer in my dorm room. And next day, I took it down to his office after class, and I said, take a look at it. I would love to know your thoughts on it. And I had printed off three chapters. And he said I had a good start to the story. He said, he doesn't personally read a lot of fiction. He goes, so he can't really talk about the nuances of fiction. He said, but I had a pretty good story going on. So I was excited. So I dove deep into writing chapter 4. Well, by the time I got to the end of chapter 4, I realized my story was done. I ran out of juice. I didn't know where to go from there. And that was kind of the end of that adventure. So I put that book away and kind of forgot about writing a little bit. I had other ideas floating in the back of my mind, but I just kind of let it sit and I didn't do anything with it. Well, I went to Australia and spent about 7-8 months there working with a church down there. It was a sister church to Hillsong. And I had this idea for a new novel. Well, I never pulled the trigger while I was in Australia. I got back to the States, went back to college. So I dropped out of college, went to Australia, came back, went back to college, different college. And while I was in college, I started writing another novel. And I had just finished reading the Left Behind series, or at least what was published of the Left Behind series. So I wanted to jump on this End Times novel bandwagon. I'm like, I'm going to get this End Times novel done. Yay! I was all excited. I wrote, no joke, I wrote about 50,000 words. 50,000 words, and the book was only half written. I gave it to a few friends of mine. They loved the story. I even started joining some different writers groups on Yahoo Groups. Does anybody remember those? I don't even know. Does Yahoo Groups even still exist? I'm not sure if they do, but I loved Yahoo Groups. Well, I joined a couple writers groups on Yahoo Groups, and they gave me some very, very good advice. Some professionally, traditionally published novelists gave me time out of their day to read some of my stuff. And they said, you got an interesting premise here, but here's some advice to help you tighten your prose, help you tighten your writing. So that's what I did. Well, I graduated and I've tinkered with the book off and on over the years. And it's just one of these, the story just lost its mojo and I couldn't go anywhere with it. So I kind of gave up that idea, started writing a couple other stories. And so we're talking, I'm now in, you know, my mid-20s, my mid to late 20s. And I've not even written a single book other than my bachelor's thesis. I did write that, which I'll never publish. It was just a good, it was a good book to write for a thesis, but I won't publish it. But I didn't have a book to my name, and I had tried all kinds of different stories, tried all kinds of different things. I had even created book covers for a lot of different ideas that I had, just to visualize it. Well, then one day in 2008, it was about end of November, beginning of December, I didn't have a lot of money, and I didn't know what I was going to be doing for Christmas for my family. So I said, well, I write. So I like to write, so I'm going to write a novel. I just decided I'm going to write a novel, and I had this idea that was kind of floating in the back of my head. I didn't know where the story was going to go. I knew it was going to be kind of a Christmas story. So I started writing this book, and within about 2.5 weeks, I had written a 22,000 word novella. Now, novellas are an interesting creature all on their own because they don't, well, one, they don't sell very well. And secondly, is they're very, very plot driven and very, very focused. Now, if I would have known a little bit better what I know now, I wouldn't have had 3 different protagonist minds, you know, that I would have, you know, that I put myself in as I was writing. I write in the young mother's mind. I write in the the mind of the husband, and then I write in the mind of the grandparents. I would have just narrowed it down to just the mother and the grandparents, but I didn't. Oh, well. So, I wrote this thing in 2 weeks. I called it the snow globe. And I typeset it in Microsoft Word. I create my own cover. And then I get it professionally printed. So it cost me, you know, we're talking, it cost me about $100. $100 to have this book ready to go. And I was proud of it. I wrapped it up. I gave it to a bunch of people at church, and I gave it to my parents on Christmas Day. The people at church didn't get it until after I gave it to my folks. I was proud of it. And I was so proud of it that I was talking to a writer friend of mine, Lois Walfred Johnson, who is a prolific children's author in the Christian world. And she said, Jason, there is a group of people here in the Twin Cities. The name of the group is the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild. And I think it would be very, very good for you if you attended one of their meetings and you became a member. Try it out, see if you like it, and if you like it, become a member. And so I kind of scratched my head and I said, well, I do have a book that I've written. I don't know what to do with it now. So I joined up with the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild. This was now in spring of 2009. So spring of 2009, I joined the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild. Made some good friends. And all along the way, I decided, maybe I could get somebody to edit this thing. So there was a lady in the guild who had just been elected the president of the guild. And so I was talking to her. And so over the summer, she helped me edit my novel. I was thrilled. She gave me some really good advice. She said, you have a great story here. Here's just some advice. So I tightened up the book. It took me several months to tighten up the book with her help. And she did the first round of editing after I had already tightened up the book as much as I could. And then I followed her advice because I didn't know what I was doing. So I just followed her advice. And by November of 2010, so we're now talking a year later, so we're talking several months later, I finally published my book in November 2010. And I was absolutely elated and thrilled to have my book. I changed the name of the book from The Snow Globe, and I changed the name of the book to Divine Providence. Now, you can buy that book. It's available on Amazon, both in print and in Kindle format. You can get it at jbsism.com/divine-providence. So jbsism.com/divine-providence. And I tell you, I am very, very, very proud of that book. Well, I joined the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild because I felt it was going to help me in my writing. And I am telling you, now that I'm on the board for the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild all these years later, I am here to tell you it is and was the best decision I have ever made for my life. And so, you know, if you're thinking of really taking your writing to the next level, and if you're really wanting to really dive deep and become serious about the craft of writing and getting your book written, I encourage you to join a writer's guild within your city. So wherever you are, look it up, go to Google, search for a writer's guild within your city. If you know anybody who's writing, ask them. You could join different Facebook writing groups. I'm part of about 4 different writers groups on Facebook. Some of them are blogging groups. Some of them are actually about publishing and writing books. But what it's going to do for you is it's going to increase your knowledge And it's going to give you tools that you need to take your craft to the next level. And the best part about a writer's guild is a lot of guilds will bring in professionally and traditionally published authors to give you instruction on how to write. Put you in the mindset, get you in the right mindset so that you can write your book. And I'm here to tell you that it works, because I've now published a second book. I've written several small books, which I give away for free on my website at jbsism.com. If you want one of them, you can go to jbsism.com/subscribe, and you're going to get a free ebook right there. And I believe the ebook I have available right now is kind of questions to ask yourself and kind of a swipe file on what do you do when you're stuck and you need some ideas to write. So it's a swipe file that gives you ideas on how to write your next blog post, how to write your next article, whatever you want to use it for, you can use that for. So I encourage you to check that out. jbsism.com/subscribe, and you will be subscribed to my newsletter, which I give you tips, tricks, and strategies on how to take your writing to the next level within that newsletter. So you're going to get every blog post, every podcast episode, and then if you want, you can subscribe to my newsletter, and I have a newsletter that I periodically send out on a Friday, and you're going to get some tips, tricks, and strategies there as well. So do that, jbsism.com/subscribe. Well, when I realized what the guild was doing for me, I realized that I was writing better. I had a much clearer understanding of the publishing industry. I had a much better understanding of marketing, because a lot of writers' guilds dive into all of those things. So if you want to know how to market your book, you want to know how to format your book, you want to know what publishers are looking for, what editors are looking for, what agents are looking for, writers' guilds help you and give you all the tools that you need to make that happen in your own life. The other thing, especially our writers' guild in Minnesota here, the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild, we have 1 to 2 seminars every year. So this year we're actually doing 2 seminars. And so this fall we're going to do a seminar on blogging. And then in the spring of 2018, we're going to be doing a seminar on taking your craft to the next level. And one of the things seminars are going to do, it's going to give you a full day of intensive learning. And we're talking, you're going to be listening to some of the top authors in the industry at these seminars. And seminars go on all over the nation, all over your state, all over your city, and they're happening all the time. Sometimes libraries will bring them in. Sometimes groups like our Minnesota Christian Writers Guild will bring in professionally published authors. We had a couple years ago, we had Jeff Gerke, who is a prolific writer, and he's also one of the editors at Writer's Digest. So if you want to take your writing to the next level, Writer's Digest is a great way to do it. So seminars are a great place to learn. Online learning centers, online learning courses. And one of the things that I've done is I use online writing courses. I purchase them so that I can learn better. And recently, I actually just purchased, I don't know if you've heard of these and seen these on Facebook, the Masterclass. And they have people from every industry. You have Shonda Rhimes from, you know, who writes Grey's Anatomy and Scandal and some of those kind of saucy saucy TV programs. James Patterson for writing. You have Gordon Ramsay for cooking. So you name it, these people are there. Well, I just purchased Gordon Ramsay's James Patterson's course on writing. And I've listened to the first couple of episodes, and I am telling you, I am in love with this. It is $90 for 4 weeks. $90 for 4 weeks. It is a steal of a deal. He could easily charge $1,000 for this. and I would probably still pay it because it's that good, that detailed. But if you want to learn from one of the most prolific writers in our time, who outsells John Grisham and Stephen King combined in books, he has sold over 50 million copies of his books. One out of every 7 books purchased is a James Patterson book. And here's the deal. Last year alone, he brought in more money for the publisher than Stephen King and John Grisham combined. Just last year alone. So nobody writes more, nobody writes better than James Patterson. And so I decided I'm going to buy his course. It was an impulse purchase because I've been seeing it advertised, and I said, I'm just going to pull the trigger. I'm going to buy this course, $90, and it is worth the price. He gives you a 70 to 80 page PDF outline of the entire course, and the best part, he gives you a 25 page outline to one of his novels, Honeymoon. And I'm telling you, his outline is detailed. It is beautiful. I love it. And I think I'm going to try using that for one of my next books. I have a simpler version of an outline that I'm using right now for my current book that I'm writing. But I want to encourage you to do some online learning courses. Spend the money. Invest in yourself, because it is an investment. Don't think of it as spending money to spend money. Think of it, I am investing in myself so that I can take my craft to the next level. And this is why I believe we should always be learning. Because if we aren't learning and we aren't willing to take our journey to new horizons, we aren't willing to push ourselves in this area of writing, we'll never become better at the craft. And so join writers' guilds. Go to seminars. Spend the money on seminars. Spend the money on online learning courses. And then here's what I encourage you to do. And this is just as important. If you're going to be a writer, you have to be a reader. There is nothing more important to writing than reading. And in fact, I believe you should be reading more than you write. You should read more than you write. And you say, well, Jason, I just don't have the time to read. Then you don't have the time to write. I'm just going to be very honest. If you don't have the time to read, you don't have the time to write. So if you want to be a better writer, be a better reader. Because reading gets you in the mindset and you get a better idea of how books flow. You get a better idea of how authors write. And then you can start developing your own style and your own way of writing. But you have to be a reader in order to be a writer. And so if we're learning, if we're going to seminars, if we're joining guilds and we're reading, I guarantee you, you may not be the next James Patterson, but you're going to be the next best you that there is. And you're going to be taking your writing to the next level. So I hope that makes sense. Those are just kind of some of my thoughts I just wrote down real quick, and I just wanted to share them, because writing is a joy. And if you're not having fun writing, you better just hang up the hat and stop writing altogether. Writing is a joy. Writing is fun. And it needs to be fun. Once it becomes work, it's not worth doing. Write because you enjoy it. Write because it's fun. But be learning at the same time so you can take your craft to the next level. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm excited about this James Patterson's masterclass. $90, I can't believe it. So go to masterclass.com and you're going to be able to check it out right there. Listen to James Patterson's promo. I guarantee you, you're going to love it. So, all right, well, that's what I'm doing. Just a quick update on writing my new novel. I've not written anything on my blog for the last couple of days, but I'm now approaching 20,000 words on my novel. I'm super, super excited about that. So I'm doing well. I'm I'm moving forward. So last I updated last week, I was at about 12,000. So now I'm closer to 20,000. So I've written quite a bit in the last few days. And we're going to keep plugging forward and keep writing because that's what I love to do. And I know if you just sit down and start writing, get your outline, put it together, and start writing your novel. Because when you start writing and you start putting words to the page, you're going to have something that you can be proud of, something that you can be excited for. And that's what writing is all about. It's being excited of seeing that completed book. And I know if you push forward and you say, I'm just going to do it. If you write just 200 words a day, in a year, you're going to have a 75,000 word book written. So just 200 words a day, that's all you need to write. And when you do that, I know it's going to be going well for you because you're going to have a book that you are going to be very, very proud of. Well, my friends, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to today's episode. I hope you found it valuable. You can find the full show notes over at jbsism.com/110. So jbsism.com/110. And while you're there, please subscribe to the show and tell somebody about the show because I want to help take this message to the next level. And I want to help you get your book written. All right, my friends, God bless. I'll see you later. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.